Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, welcome back to God's Playbook as we begin this third week of Easter. Today, the church gives us the passage from John chapter 6, verses 22 to 29. And the part that I want to focus on are the words of Jesus. He says, "Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Notice in the Lord's Prayer, friends, the Lord Jesus teaches us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." First and foremost, of course, this is referring to the Eucharist and how the Eucharist is the source and summit of our lives, and that it definitely needs to be the focus of our week as we come to Mass in praise and worship of our God, but our need to be fed. The focus here is also on the graces that God gives to us to help us in our daily lives, in whatever vocation we're called to be and to serve in. It's a married life or a single life or religious life. We need the grace from God to be able to attack the day. And when I say that, I mean that in a positive way, so that way we fill our mission here on earth, given to us by Almighty God. What's also important here is that we keep our priorities in check. So they're looking for signs. They want to know why he crossed the lake. He wasn't in the boat. How did he get where he got? And they're looking for signs, and sometimes so are we. Or sometimes our priorities get shifted in the wrong way. And so rather than focusing on what God would want us to do in a situation, we may be more so inclined as what's best for me, or what's in it for me, or what do my emotions or my passions tell me. But God wants us to always be focused on him. So we need to be Eucharistic people, number one. Number two, we also have to rely on that daily grace from God. And number three, we also rely on God. So it's that total dependency on him. So Jesus is the Messiah, the one to whom the Father has sent his seal, and that if we abide by his teachings and commandments, then we too can understand and do what we're supposed to do for today. Jesus reminds us, don't worry about tomorrow. There are enough worries for today. As we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Let us continue to work for food that doesn't perish, but food which will endure for eternal life. Let's keep our priorities in check. Let's make sure nothing gets in the way of our relationship with God. Let's make sure that we're also open to God's movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives. For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you, and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Buzzsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.